WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I am on the set. Things are getting a little lively in here. It's like 3 in the afternoon. The sun's already set. It's dead of winter here. And it's a crab cake emporium here at Coco's. We're in Lauraville. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm running really low on my Raven scratch-offs. I've been giving away my leftover Instant Lottery scratch-offs. I promise I will have the scented ones by the time we hit State Fair next Tuesday. We're going to be at Gertrude's on Thursday at the BMA with Dan Rodericks. On Friday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Berryville with Tom Kelso, former Maryland Stadium Authority Chairman, doing Stadium for Dummies. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation, and I wore the wacky hat, even though I love the wacky hat. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, get two free, 0% financing for 5 years. And Jiffy Lube, multi-care, last but never least, make sure when my little orange thing happens, I get my oil changed. It's all good. I take it down to Merritt Boulevard, but you got like 100 locations you can find with Jiffy Lube. I found this location many, many years ago. I'm in Lauraville, right around the corner where it took me a little while to think about this today. I'm wearing my Kiss belt buckle. Kiss is in town as we do this today. The first time I ever heard Kiss was two blocks away from here on Tyndale Avenue in the attic of my cousin Nelson Escandela in 1975, and he gave me Kiss Alive 1, and it changed my life, this neighborhood. Marcel is here. Rob is here. They're from Coco's. He makes drinks. They have brought two of my favorite things in the whole world to me together today. Crab cakes. And tell everybody what we have here. And my wife is going to be
eggnog.
So jelly.
We got some eggnog.
Is that spiked?
Oh, that was yours.
Yeah.
What did you put in that?
It's quite spiked. So this is based on an old Baltimore recipe for Baltimore eggnog. So it has a little bit of a dark Jamaican rum in it, a good amount of rye whiskey, a little bit of bourbon.
It's got rum, bourbon, and whiskey.
Bourbon, rye.
That's like the holy trinity. What else has got in it?
The best
eggnog. A little bit of sherry. Same sherry that we use in our cream of crab soup. Trying to think what else now. Oh, a little bit of brandy as well.
Does it have any eggnog in it?
A little bit of egg. A couple of eggs.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
Marcel's here. We're Coco's. Coco's been a sponsor for a period of time now. I tried to get the mayor out. We'll get him back another day. I've had great guests here today. Marce, I grew up Catholic. So, I had to go to confessional and say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And it's been a while since I've been a Catholic, but I was a practicing Catholic. I have to come to you today over eggnog and confess.
Yeah.
We had an incident.
Oh, no.
We came in last week. My wife and I came in on Wednesday because she got off early. And it's the Wednesday where everybody's getting their cranberry together. It's day before Thanksgiving. I did not have any eggnog. We're working on pumpkin pie, all right? It's officially eggnog season here at Coco's. I've learned that. You can get this here anytime. You're serving eggnog full-time through Christmas here.
Yes. Yep. Started this week. I got it on.
It's a good thing it comes in small cups.
The cup we serve it in is a little bit larger than that, but we got a few of those laying around if you want them.
Boy, that tastes like the holidays.
Isn't
right there.
That delicious? That's the,
I feel like I need a punch bowl after that.
I got a kicker for it as well, but
so I came in last Wednesday, and Seabass gave me a hard time. All the guys behind the bar, they're like, you get the same thing every time. And I said, do you say that to the people to get crab cakes every time? Because that's 90% of the people come in here eating a crab cake. And they come, they drive, they get a crab cake. They go to sleep on the French fries or this delicious tomato you do with the special sauce on there. The delicious coleslaw. My wife's favorite coleslaw, by the way, is your coleslaw. So I have to take two of those home. So last week we come in, we got burgers. I hadn't eaten all day. I got a burger. She gets a burger. I got coconut shrimp. She doesn't like shrimp. I got to eat them all. Just the way I like it.
Nice.
Hand-breaded, house-made, not homemade, house-made, and the raspberry jalapeno. So I did that again today. I didn't get any soup last week, but I was hungry, and you were trying to push something on me. It was a mushroom Swiss burger, right?
Oh, yeah.
You put that out, right? So that got me all hungry to come over here to Coco's and get it.
Yep.
So I got the mushroom Swiss burger. And then she comes up and gets all seasonal with me and wants to hug me. It's Thanksgiving. My wife had a cold. She came back from Europe. And she says, you were making little crab cakes here. I've never seen a little. I mean, this ain't a little crab cake. You don't make little. You were doing some special occasion little 4-ounce nibblers for like a client. You had boxes of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so they were mini crab cakes.
Yes, but don't tell anybody that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a special.
Nobody listens to the show.
Edit this out.
So you said to me, I got a couple extra, and I said, well, I don't want any big crab cakes because it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
I got a big turkey. I was eating a gravy till last night. I've been eating turkey five out of the last 6 days I've had turkey, right? So you sent me home with these little crab cakes, and the first night I threw it into into my little broiler, brought it in, it was perfect. I mean, it was like you made it. It was perfect. And I'm like, okay, I have the temperature right. I got it brown right. The next, on Friday, I had a leftover. And when I didn't want to eat any damn turkey on Friday. I was done with turkey. So Friday, I took the crab cake and I put it in there. My wife had her plate out. We had leftovers. We had some corn. We had things. And the crab cake was going to make the plate. And I pulled it out with tongs. And I didn't put the...
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't... So I pulled it out with the tongs.
With just the tongs.
And there was about
nothing
this much
underneath.
Space. And I had the tongs, and I...
Oh.
1.3 ounces of the crab cake wound up on the plate. 2.7 ounces of the crab cake hit my wife. It blistered my wife's ankle.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, my wife's, like, got a hot crab cake on her leg... stuck to her leg. And I'm like, well, I'm not eating it.
You can't hold us responsible either.
And I'm holding the tweezers, the tongs, and I'm like, it's like the little kid that dropped the ice cream cone, right? The ice cream falls off. And I'm looking at the crab cake on her leg, and I'm looking at the 1.2 ounces on the plate, and I'm thinking, well, at least you can eat this much of it, and I do know Mars, and I'll come back here, and I'll have a story to tell her. But I didn't think about her leg burning. And next day, she got like a welt on her leg.
Wow.
I was the jerk worried about losing the crab cake. You know? But I didn't lose an 11-ouncer. You know what I mean? I didn't lose the original here.
Yeah, you have to go underneath. You can't just pick it up like that. It's, yeah.
So this morning, my wife says,
they're delicate.
You're not going to tell her this happened, are you? And I'm like, of course I got to tell her it happened because it happened and I'm embarrassed by it. But the good news is you make more.
Right.
I see you have more here. I told her she's getting an 11-ouncer today.
There you go.
Because I feel bad. I mean, I feel bad for you, for the crab cake, for my wife's leg, for my appetite, for my bruised ego. I mean, I'm sitting there holding those tongs, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I just dropped a Coco's crab cake on your foot. So that happened. Merry Christmas. So I told her I'd tell you. I feel clean. This is what I feel like when I left the priest. It's over. Whew, man. A couple of, you know, Hail Marys and of Our Father, and I get a crab cake and go home.
It's okay. If that's the worst thing that happens to you, you're doing good.
Do you ever lose crab? Do people ever send, like, part of a crab cake back on a plate because they don't eat the whole thing? Do they always take... Do you waste crab cake here?
No. No, we do not waste
That's
cake.
What I figured.
Everybody takes it with them.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, no, you never...
But we have had people go to box it up and drop it on the floor by accident, and they are, like, ready to cry because they dropped their leftovers.
Well, you saw what... I dropped 2 ounces of a crab cake. Like, literally. I saved a third of what the little... It was a little... My wife's like, we have a spatula. So this happened to me last week. Give me the lowdown on you guys, because I mean, when I was in here last week, it was a little crazy. Getting a little crazy right now because dinner time. You were a part of this thing out in the park in Carroll County with 100.7, my favorite radio station. Everybody knows that. Brillhart and I were texting this morning, and Channel 13, and you won Best of, and like, it's been crazy, right? I mean, like, this has been a crazy month for you. Every one of your employees has said, it's really been nuts here since. It's really been nuts the last month. And I'm thinking, y'all worked here 15 years. It always looks nuts to me.
Right.
But it is. This has been a really
nuts,
special month in the history of your company.
It has been a special month.
It's been nonstop past, 30, 45 days, however long it's been since then.
Well, give me the lowdown on that whole day, because I went out to the event at Carroll County Farm Museum. I did this with you. I did that with Liz. It was a madhouse.
It was
people
a madhouse.
In line.
Yeah.
Zeppelin, Dazed and Confused playing. My wife and I parked in Howard County, walked Carroll County. I mean, everybody was there, and then you guys won. And I saw that you won later in the day, and I felt. I mean, I'm friends with the Greenmount Station was there. I have other friends that were there making crab cakes. Give me the, like, what happened that day, because that was a big day.
It was a big day. We started out with a line of more than 100 people, like right from the get-go.
How many crab cakes did you take out there?
We sold 416 crab cakes.
And you could have sold 816, right?
We could have, yes. We sold out by 2:30. And the
event
went on until
416 crab cakes.
And we sold them all between 11 a.m. and 2:30. There were so
many
people
there. They were out of beer when I got there.
There were a lot of people there. And there were lines everywhere. Everyone had lines. And there were a lot of good vendors there. All the other vendors were awesome. Even the people next to us, they were from Sykesville, and they brought us crab cakes afterwards because they had some left over and wanted us to try theirs. And it was very good. I can't remember the name of the
place. I've had so many delicious crab cakes. I say this to people all the time. What's your favorite? What's the best? And I'm
right.
like,
they're all
the
good.
Best is the one you're eating, and you should get down to Lauraville and support your family, your business, and try them. That's the beauty of the crab cake tour. You know, like,
right.
And if you love it that much, go back and get another one. I mean, I said to Ron Cassie, he's standing over here waiting. I said, we're going to Coco's. I'll be there. I mean, your reputation is people come here and get a crab cake and they know what they're getting, but they also need to know in the holidays you can ship these things, right? I mean, literally.
Oh yeah,
you're a click away. I've seen you mixing them up. You can't. There's no way the amount of crab cakes you make here you can serve in this room.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's too many crab cakes.
Right,
not a room.
Right.
Like, where do these all go? Like,
ship crab cakes all over the United States. We ship them next day air. We make them all right here in house. Everything is made here. We ship on Tuesday,
Big
Wednesday,
silver bowl,
Thursday.
By the way, if you need to know, I've seen it back here.
We do them in small batches. That keeps them.
Fresh.
Yeah. It keeps them consistent. And
it keeps them juicy so you don't take them out with tongs.
Right, exactly. What were you thinking?
My wife, she said you were going to say that to me. I knew you were going to say that to me. What I was thinking was I'm going from here to there, and it had enough.
No, you can't do that.
That's why you don't fry your crab cakes, because it doesn't have the binder.
Right.
No.
It doesn't have the binding to
hold it, right? And then they would be so done on the outside and cold inside because they're big. So you can't, you know, it just doesn't work.
You know, I told you this. Nancy from Fadley's gave me a lecture, and she's the queen bee of all crab cakes, right? She said to me, room temperature. Best crab cakes is served room temperature. You don't want it piping hot. You don't taste it the same way. In the middle of your crab cake, there'd be no way to get it piping hot, right? Like, literally, the best crab cakes taste great at a room temperature or a slight warmth. You don't want it all that hot.
Yeah, well, remember Cotty cakes back in the day?
Well, they were fried, though, right?
They were right on a shelf, and they would sell them on the counter at little markets for, like, 25 cents, and they never even refrigerated them. It was crazy. But I don't think there was any real fish in those. I think codfish are really just potato.
Really?
I
my mother made salmon cakes, and she fried them like hockey puck. I'm from Dundalk. We've been through this. Fried hockey puck crab cakes were what Baltimore did until beautiful things came along. Like, by the way, this crab cake, tell the story, because I don't have you on often enough. I know the story, but somebody out there might not know. Because when they say Coco's has those crab cakes, they're like softballs, they're gigantic. And I'm thinking, it's not a come on. And I heard some people complaining of the price and this and that. And I'm like, it's the biggest crab cake in town, right?
Right. And ounce per ounce, it's not the most expensive.
And Ron Cassie's like, or Sig was like, just give me one. My wife and I'll split it.
Right, right.
You know, I can't walk out of here with one tonight, and not after what happened last week at my house. I'm never going to live that down. But so a click away, and you make them here, and you ship them, and you want people to be on the other end to pick these up. You can't have these sitting out in front of the door.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so if you're gifting it, I think it's my thought with crab cakes all the time. If you're gifting it to someone and you're saying, hey, Christmas Eve, I got dinner for you. I'm going to send six crab cakes to
Toledo. Right, be on the lookout for a perishable package.
Don't make it a surprise gift, right?
Exactly.
It has to be
not
something people
idea.
Know about,
yes,
right?
Because you want to make sure somebody's in town. God forbid it sits out there for a week or two.
I had that happen to
while
me.
While somebody's on vacation.
You want a really sad story? I did the Super Bowl every year for 27 years, and this is sort of the concept of doing the same equipment. We do it the same way. I had a guy come to me doing one of those overnight, they send you the food, you know what I mean? That it comes in the little package, and it's all...
Oh, yeah.
Done. What is that? There's a word for that, right? Like, it's a food subscription type of thing?
Yeah, like... That's
it comes in a little
now.
Cooler, right? Yeah. I don't know the name of the brand name of it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Chef's Meals.
Right.
Hello Fresh is one of them.
Not a sponsor.
Food Fresh in the mail that comes to your door, right? In the boxes. So I had the guy on the show at the Super Bowl, and he took my card. He's like, I'm going to send you some stuff. I'm like, okay. He sent it to the address on my card, which was the radio station. This is 5 years ago, right? I don't have anybody there at the time to, like, grab FedExes and packages. And he sent it in February in the dead of winter, right? I found the box, I swear to God, 3 weeks later.
Oh, my God.
It had salmon in it. Oh, my God. I mean, it was like...
You actually opened it?
Briefly. It was like, get that... out. You know, so if you're ordering crab cakes...
Yes.
They're priced
Let
right.
Them know
they're
coming.
Good value. They're coming, and I think the thing that I want to convey to people, and in telling you this tragic story about what happened to me last week, is I left with them raw, and I just said to Ron Cassie, who was here, and Rasig bought his cook because he and his wife, she's a little under the weather. He's taking home to eat it. Ron's like, oh, you know, I got an oven. What percentage of people would take a cooked crab cake out of here versus raw? Because to me, I think if I ordered it from you, I would want to order it raw. But I would be, and I'm not an idiot about the kitchen, but exactly how to prepare it so that I know it's going to taste delicious the way. Because I was even worried sending it home, putting it in a little toaster oven, like, is this going to taste as good as if I did it at Coke? And I know enough not to fry it because Liz got mad at me later. I told her I was going to fry like a hockey puck. Y'all gave me the stink eye. Now I tell you, I dropped it on the floor. You'd say, fry the damn thing next time. But it would, the one I made on Wednesday when I went home was a raw crab cake, and I put it in my oesterizer at like 375 for maybe about 12, 15 minutes, and it was a smaller cake. And it was perfect, and I didn't know that I had the confidence to do that because I probably would say cook it for me, you know, cook it for me. But
right. People
cooking it at home, it's a very easy thing to do, and
yes.
And it's just as good as
and
being.
And we do a lot of uncooked. A lot of people, especially around the holidays, pick up trays and trays. It'll be crazy in here with pickups.
And you recommend it uncooked to some degree, right?
Yeah, we recommend it. Yeah, because
if you're not going to eat it that day,
right?
Why not wait a day, eat it fresh?
How long is too long? And I asked this question from my own perspective. I brought a couple, and they were smaller, brought them home, and like I was thinking, I got to eat this on Friday. You know, that's kind of was like, how many days can you go? How many days do you go here? I'm sure you don't go more than a day or two.
Yeah,
you have everything
numbered. We don't go more than,
yeah.
We don't go more than a day or two, but you could keep them in your refrigerator 3 to 4 days.
Three or four days. Okay. All right, so I'm just asking for the holidays because I know you guys get jammed up on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, that if I get that crab cake delivered December 22nd, December 23rd, if I want a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day meal.
Right, well, see.
What is the recommendation?
Well, first off, the last day to place orders for shipping this year is December 16th.
And she means that.
Yes, I mean that. And then the last day that they will actually ship is the 19th. Which is well before Christmas. So what we're recommending to people is, because they have to get there next day.
So the crab meat is like, you need to know how much crab meat you need, right? How are we doing on crab meat? Can I ask that question? Because that's an important holiday question.
Yeah, it's up and down. It's up and down. It changes constantly. You'll get the crab cakes. They'll ship on the 19th. They'll get there on the 20th. If you're using them for Christmas, we're recommending that you freeze them until you're ready to use them. Just put them in the freezer for a few days. The day before you're ready to use them, thaw them in the refrigerator overnight. And then you can cook them.
See, I wouldn't think to freeze a crab cake.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I just wouldn't.
We used to ship them frozen when we first started. But we found it better to ship them fresh.
And you ship them frozen, they might
fall apart and they can't refreeze them.
Right. Okay, all right. So refrigerator is the key. Well, I'm learning because, like, this is the time of the year where people say to me all the time, and they're out of town or they're far away, you had people driving here from Carroll County for your crab cakes. You couldn't get them that
day. Oh, yeah, the day of the festival, right? You had some customers come in.
Yeah. Yep. People saying they were up in, at the festival, didn't get a crab cake. Too busy, too crowded. Just wanted to get a good meal. Good drink, they came here.
So what's going on at the bar? By the way, Marcy's here. We're at Coco's. Rob Vogel. I didn't give your last name, so I want to make sure I give right last names. Bar manager, is that correct?
I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Bar manager. I'm just trying to make that place better, more guest-friendly, come up with cool
drinks.
Well,
there's nothing more seasonal than what you just did. I mean, I didn't...
Yeah.
I didn't even... Did you know how much I love eggnog?
No idea.
Well... I love eggnog.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Earlier I hinted there's a little kicker to this. So this is an aged eggnog.
What?
Aged. So there's enough alcohol content in this to keep it not shelf stable, but refrigerator stable. Think of like Bailey's. Bailey's is alcohol, but it's cream based.
It's a little bit like Puerto Rican coquito.
Coquito's in the working
see?
Too. Yeah. So this batch of eggnog I made Christmas Eve last year.
Guess who's getting cookie dough tomorrow?
Is that what we're drinking?
Yes.
Holy moly.
Yep. It's got enough, got enough booze in it to keep the shelf stable.
Imagine if you put it in a barrel. You thought about it.
I'm glad it's in the small glass.
I think the sugar in the barrel might go a little weird, but yeah, I've thought about it. Maybe a little mini batch. I got a leftover barrel downstairs.
I'll say this to you about drinking and stuff like this. We brought home a Gewurztraminer and a Riesling for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Went over to Drug City, picked up some bottles of that. And I think the palate now, as I get older, even I had my first ever old fashioned on my 55th birthday about a month and a half ago over at Drug City.
Happy
big ice
birthday.
Cube. Thank you. Big ice cube, butterscotch. I'm not really like a whiskey guy. Like, I don't see it and think, oh, I got to have that.
Right.
If I'm on an airplane, I'm probably drinking rum. With a Coke or
a Coke.
Something like that. You know, I'm more into that. So, and I had a bad experience with whiskey back in the 80s. It was a Dundalk thing, you know. That was a bad holiday. So once you have a bad experience, you don't go back to it sometimes. But I find the amount of spirits that people, that bars carry and that people's palates want.
Yep.
Like, you have a funny little thing about gin above a sign up above from 2013 that I think's funny here. But people's palates and how many different kinds of drinks you can try. And when you're a mixologist or you're just a patron to come in and say, my wife's the queen of that. She looks at every cocktail menu, sees every ingredient, finds something, and she always orders something a little weird.
Yeah.
House drink.
Yeah,
you know?
I build our menus with, you know, the guest in mind, but then there's one or two things I slide in there just like, I want to put something with a aged apple brandy in it. I want to feature, you know, Calvados. I want to make a house-aged eggnog, you know. Yeah, there's a couple things on the menu that are just there for me. When I started working here, we had about 65 bottles on the back bar. Now we're at 120. Yeah.
I just think it's amazing. Drinking, even with beer, I'm a beer guy.
Yeah.
And I don't drink IPAs, but, you know, 8 out of every 10 taps are IPAs. So I'm always stuck with, you know, whatever the other thing is, or a stout or something like that. But beer is so popular as well, and you can't keep everybody's beer or everybody's liquor, right?
We get a lot of guests. You know, this used to be a beer and a shot kind of joint. They want to come in here, get a Miller Lite, but now we got people to come in. People drink much differently now than 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
It was all vodka 15 years ago. Now it's all whiskey, right? Tequila.
Yeah. But we get guests that they're disappointed we don't have Miller Lite on draft. But we still got Miller Lite by the bottle, you know. Or we don't have...
A good selection of rotating craft beers.
Right now, we got eight lines. We've had that for a little while now. But, yeah, they're mostly local craft beers. But they hit, you know, Pilsner, light-bodied lagers. We have always had Yingling. Always have Resurrection.
I love that local places serve local beer now, too.
Yeah.
That's so different than when your mother bought this place, where it was Miller Coors or Bud. There's your choices, right? Maybe a Heineken, you know, on the side or something like that.
We still got all of that.
But more.
We're
Coco's. They still have this. This is the original 11-ounce. Why 11?
11, because that's mom's hand size. She's not an 11, but she made it 11 ounces because her hands made 11 ounces every time.
She made a crab cake.
How long did it take her to realize it was 11 ounces? At what point did she weigh it?
Well, because I needed to know how to make them. And so she was like, this is how you make them. And she just threw everything in a bowl and mixed it all up. And I'm like, no. We have to have, like, I need to know how much of each thing. So then we came up with a recipe. And then I weighed hers. And that's how we came up with 11 ounces.
I promise to get you out of here by a certain hour. And the place is getting packed. We're at Coco's. We'll be back again. I'll get the burgers. I'll get the shrimp. About your crab cake and the legend of it and best of and all that, what do you think makes it special?
I think it's the care that we put into it. It's the love. It's the crab meat. It's the consistency.
I see you doing it. It's like a science experiment.
When
you walk through the bathrooms at Coco's, you go sort of by like a little crab cake station. You know, some places they make pasta in the window or spin the pizza.
Right. We make crab cakes.
You and Liz and your crew here have gloves on.
And there's only a few of us that make them. So they're always the same.
How many of you know how to make them?
Five.
Every crab cake gets sold out of here is made by one of five people.
Five. Yes.
How long would it take me to learn the rest of my life? I learned something. Don't use tongs. I learned that.
Don't use tongs.
That's so bad. All right. I'm feeding
all right.
my face.
Well, I Thank already you. Drank mine, so cheers.
Whiskey, bourbon.
Whiskey, well, yeah. Rye whiskey.
Rye.
Bourbon whiskey. Jamaican rum.
Jamaican rum.
Yeah, sherry. And a little bit of brandy.
And a little bit of eggnog.
And a little bit of egg, couple eggs, couple cream.
Did you make it from scratch? The nog?
Yeah. I looked at like 20 different recipes. Yeah.
He's amazing.
I'll just say this.
I'm doing it 5-gallon batches at a time right now.
I love my partners at Wise Markets. I love going out and shop Royal Farms. I shop.
We got these adorable little jugs.
An eggnog.
Yes, we sell these little jugs at the holiday time to take home.
How much is that?
$20.
Huh, it's a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. I mean, it's.
It's got a kick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That'll get you there.
The base eggnogs that I've been getting lately have this metallic thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love eggnog in my coffee this time of year.
Yeah.
And I can't find the right. There was one place that made
eggnog in my coffee. I wouldn't get much done.
Not this kind of eggnog.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the regular kind. She's getting loose, man. We got to get her out of here.
Yeah.
Marcel is here, and big appreciation to Rob Vogel, who manages the bar here.
Yes.
For that's nutmeg on there, right?
A little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg, yeah.
Tis the season. All right, Maryland Crab Cake Tour brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm running out of scratch-offs. I got to go give some out here for the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on Thursday. We're going to be at Hollywood Casino on Friday. We're going
to
be at State Fair for breakfast on Tuesday in Gainesville.
Can I share my new shirt?
Red.
It's red.
It's got a parrot on the back. Of course it has a parrot on the back. Making spirits bright.
Yeah.
It's a holiday shirt.
Yeah.
That's a limited edition. That's a Christmas ornament.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a Christmas ornament. And Sebastian, our artist, he made the logo. He did all the artwork.
And you can visit him behind the bar.
There you go. We got a great crew here.
Tip your bartenders according. All right. If you want to order crab cakes, how do we do it?
Go to our website, cocospub.com.
That's K-O-C-O.
K-O-C-O. K-O-C-O-S.
I see it spelled K-O-K-O by people.
Everybody spells it that way.
My name's Nestor. You think anybody spells that right? Never. Never. Marcel, is that a one L or two?
Yeah.
Two L's.
Absolutely.
But yes, go on our website. It's super easy. Place your order, and we will get you taken care of and have those crab cakes for you for the holiday.
All right. Big thanks to Marcella. Big thanks to Rob. Big thanks to Ron Cassie and Rasig.
Yes.
My co-host with a K-O and his wife, Terry. Get well soon, Terry. We love you.
Yes,
appreciation
get well, Terry.
To Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free, 0% financing for 5 years. And last but never least, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. A little orange light goes on. They take care of my oil. I'm taking care of this crab cake, another crab cake that I'm never going to touch. I'm getting a giant spatula out so that I never waste 2.7 ounces of crab meat here from Coco's. Felt like I thought I was going to go to jail. And I'm going to take some coleslaw home as well. And don't sleep on the coconut fried shrimp. You get those too?
Oh, I love them. They're great. Yeah. Hand batters.
They're
not frozen.
Once
you told me how much work that 6 hours a week somebody sits back here making those for me.
That's what makes our food so good. Our crab cakes, our coleslaw, our coconut shrimp, everything is handmade here. And it's time consuming, but it's the love and the dedication and everything that we put into it that makes it so delicious.
I need some ketchup for my French fries. I got to go.
All right.
Getting out of here. Big thanks to everybody
for
making it great.
See you guys.
Eggnog on the
Merry
brain.
Christmas.
The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is here. Order from Coco's and say hello to our friends. Back for more right after this.